This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Litchfield and Southwestern, we are just about set. The Purple Panthers will be in the home white uniforms, trimmed out in the purple with Purple Panthers in purple lettering across the front of the home whites. Southwestern on the road greens, trimmed in the gold. Piasol Birds in gold lettering across the front of the road greens. The sideline trigger from midcourt will go to Southwestern. Shookman bounces it in to Cooley, and we are underway. What an anticlimactic way to start a ball game. On the right wing was Shookman in the corner, teeing up an early three ball, leaving it short was Cooley, and the rebound to the floor picked up there by Litchfield. Into the front court come the Purple Panthers, and Chase Hyers throws it away. Airmailed the intended target off the wall on the near end of the floor. And Will Carlisle will check out, the senior getting the start on senior night, and checking in is the freshman Jay Stewart at 6 foot. Can't wait to see Will Carlisle get back on that wrestling mat for the summer wrestling season. That will be extremely different. Here's Moore in the high post. Kicks it in the corner to Salzman. Back to Addis. That deep post position on the right block. Turns middle. Floats it up and in. Yes, for Addis Moore. Wearing the green t-shirt under the jersey here for Southwestern as the Birds show a little full court pressure. Purple Panthers get it in the backcourt with Bryce Hyers. Leaves it on the far wing in front of the stage to Chase Hyers, and he threw it away. He was looking for Stewart down the sideline, and another errant pass, second turnover on Litchfield. The bleachers on the stage here at Simmons are obviously folded up. The cheerleaders are stationed on the stage, so they are off the floor here at Litchfield. Probably about 40 to 50 people in attendance here this evening. On the baseline, Moore kicks it out to Cooley, top of the key to Charlie Darr in the corner to Salzman. He thought about the left corner triple, instead dumps it on the baseline to Moore. He draws two defenders, kicks it out up top. Charlie Darr for three. Canned it. Charlie Darr with the triple. Good basketball there from Southwestern. Moore drew the double and kicked to the open man for the wide open shot. Panthers into the front court with a long pass to Harris. Out front now to Blake McGill, the 5'10 senior, handling on the right wing. Dumps it off to Jordan Harris at the right elbow. Leaves it for Hyers. He wants to trigger the three. Bryce's release is too strong. And the rebound down to Salzman for the Birds. He leaves it off for Cooley. Carson Cooley dumps it back now to Salzman way out on the left wing. 6:15 for the opening quarter. A 5-0 Southwestern lead. Litchfield in the 2-3 zone piece here on the left wing. The Birds have it with Darr. Skip pass to Cooley. Charlie in the corner to Salzman. Back to Cooley it goes. Carson, left side, down to Shookman. On the block to Moore. Addis, deep position. One power bounce to the middle. Floats it up and in. 4 points for Addis Moore. And I don't think Litchfield has anybody to stop that from Addis here tonight. 7-0 Birds. Into the front court. They break the pressure to the Panthers. That is Harris dumping it off to Bryce Hyers for the bucket. And Litchfield is on the board with 5:40 to play in the opening quarter. That was good give-and-go action between Bryce Hyers and Jordan Harris. Shookman nearly threw it away, but the 6'6 Moore able to haul it in. Needed every bit of that 6'6 lanky frame to keep possession. Here's Cooley in the corner. Salzman, he tees it up. Left it a little bit short, and the rebound down to Litchfield and the freshman, Jay Stewart. He's going to be a good one for the Purple Panthers. Jay Stewart, remember the name. On the right block, Harris blocked out of there, picked up by Chase Hyers. Kicks to McGill, open for three. Missed it, and the rebound down to Carson Cooley for Southwestern. Jay Stewart, Keenan Powell, those are two names that will be called for a long time for the Litchfield Purple Panthers. In the corner, Darr for three, missed it. Offensive rebound, Salzman powers it up. No, but he was fouled, and free throws coming for Brady Salzman. The first foul of the game, and they are going to get, I think, Jay Stewart. Might have been Jordan Harris. Couldn't tell if the official signal 33 or 34. But we're going to get our mask timeout. 4:55 for the opening quarter. Southwestern leads Litchfield 7-2. We'll come back to Simmons Gymnasium following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Simmons Gymnasium. Southwestern leading Litchfield 7-2. 4:55 for the opening quarter. Our mask timeout in the books here. And Brady Salzman at the free throw line for the Birds. Southwestern, they all have green masks. Has that famed Piasol Bird logo across the front. Litchfield all with black masks. Here tonight, the free throw rattles out for Salzman. At Piasol Bird is a menacing-looking creature. A 5-point Southwestern lead as Salzman gets his second toss. Bends the knees, the release, and Down it goes. A lot of the iron, but through the net, and it's 8-2 Southwestern. They set up the full court pressure. In the backcourt, Blake McGill. He will let the Birds work their way into the front court as he comes across the timeline. Leaves it now for Harris at the foul line. Dribble handoff to Chase Hyers. He will leave it for Jay Stewart. Here's Stewart, high post to Harris. Coming from behind, Moore knocked it loose, but right back to Harris. He dumps it off to McGill. The bucket is good for Blake McGill. And the senior Blake McGill into the scoring column here on senior night. 8-4 Southwestern leads, 4:23 first quarter. Southwestern won the JV game by 2, and they survived a furious Litchfield rally. Panthers were down by, 15 in the second half. 4:14 for the opening quarter. I don't, a lot of times, pay that close of attention to the JV game. It's on in the background for me. And next thing I look up and, this is a one-possession game. How about that? But Southwestern able to hang on. Our buddies Rich Stewart and Dyke Burkett were the officials for that JV game. Two of our favorites. Halfway through the opening quarter. Here's Charlie Dar off to caution Carson Cooley. Down to Addis Moore. Kicks it in the corner to Dar. Charlie, dribble drive, bounce pass to Cooley. At the right elbow, one bounce, pulls up, left it short, gets his rebound back, blocked and fouled. Second team foul on Litchfield. The personal is going to go on Carson Sadahoff. That'll be his first. Carson Cooley made a real nice move there at the right elbow, just short-armed the shot, but he knew it was short, followed it, got the rebound back, then left the free throw short. Burgess 1-3 from the stripe here early, 3:55 for the opening quarter. Second toss is off the heel, too strong, he overcorrected, and the rebound tracked down in the corner, Moore diving on the floor along with Bryce Hyers for Litchfield, and somebody was on the baseline, and it was Addis Moore. No, it was Bryce Hyers. So it'll be Litchfield ball. No, it'll be Southwestern ball. Let's get it straight here. Pius Allbird basketball with 3:53 for the opening quarter. Cooley gets it in far corner right side to Charlie Dar. Top of the key now to Salzman, right back to Dar. Charlie puts it on the deck, drives baseline. Cut off there, looking for some assistance. Bounce pass out on the right wing to Cooley. Leaves it off for Shookman. In the corner now to Salzman. At the foul line for Cooley. Back to Dar, bounced it once, leaves it back for Carson Cooley now. 3.5 minutes for the opening quarter. They dump it on the block to Salzman. He's crowded in there, top of the key to Dar. Bounce pass left wing in the corner. Salzman for three. Yes, rattle it down, Brady Salzman. Good ball movement there from Southwestern. In and out, side to side. Andrew Logan wants a timeout. 3:19 for quarter number one. Southwestern 11, Litchfield 4. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WUSMI. Following the Litchfield timeout, Purple Panthers facing pressure in the backcourt. Middle of the floor goes to McGill at midcourt. A pass across the timeline to Hyers. He tried a quick, long diagonal pass, tipped and stolen by the Pius Allbirds. He tried to go from the left wing down to the right block with a bounce pass, ill-advised. Here's Salzman on the baseline. He's double-teamed, powers it up, missed it, but the offensive rebound down to Moore on the air ball. He kicks it in the corner. Dar for three. That is short. Carson Cooley crashes the glass, and he is fouled. He'll be at the free throw line for two. But Carson Cooley, list him at 5'11". That's the second time he's gotten in on the inside and pulled down an offensive rebound. That foul on Jay Stewart, his first. Free throw for Cooley is good. Carson now 1-3 at the stripe. A 12-4 Southwestern lead. Second free throw for Carson. Off the heel, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Bryce Hyers for Litchfield. Good, strong rebound there. Here's Jay Stewart. Attacks middle, floats it up, missed it, got it back, and he's fouled. Hit by Salzman on the play for Brady. That'll be his first, team's first, and two free throws for the freshman, Jay Stewart. 2:41, quarter number one, an 8-point Southwestern lead, 12-4. Free throw is good for Jace. The Hillsboro Southwestern girls game tomorrow postponed because they couldn't find officials. So they will now play Saturday night at 7, and we'll still carry it live on FM 106. Our basketball schedule for the rest of the year here is set. You can find it online, WSMIRadio.com. Of course, always subject to change. The free throw for Stewart, too strong, but the offensive rebound to Hires. Kicks to Stewart for three. Thank you very much, Jace Stewart. A four-point trip for the freshman, and now Jason Darr wants a timeout. 2.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Southwestern 12, Litchfield 8. Back to Simmons Gymnasium following these messages on WSMI. Following the Southwestern timeout, Piasaw Birds bring the ball into the front court. They run a lob play down to Moore. He catches front of the rim, comes down with it, lays it up too strong, missed the bunny. And on the rebound, Stewart to the floor for Litchfield and a tie-up. It'll belong to the Litchfield Purple Panthers. A four-point Southwestern lead. It'll be Litchfield ball. And we're going to get a couple substitutions now for the Piasaw Birds. Hank Bullion checking in, a 6-foot sophomore, and Lane Gage, a 5'11 sophomore, into the action. Shookman and Salzman get breathers. Officials doing a little mopping up with a sweat there after the mass of humanity was on the floor. Southwestern showing the full court pressure. It will be Bryce Hires to throw it in. Long pass right to midcourt to Harris, and he's fouled by Bullion. Ooh, that was bang, bang right there. Tough foul if you're Hank Bullion. Jason Darr just slaps his hands together. You'll take that foul from the Southwestern perspective. That was a good, aggressive play on the basketball, and you can make a case it was clean. In it goes to Jay Stewart in the backcourt. Jay tries to split the double with the bounce, got tripped up, lost the ball, but then Keenan Powell, Johnny on the spot, picks it up for the Purple Panthers, and the freshman rescued his freshman teammate. Here's Powell now on the left wing. Check that left corner. Leaves it on the left wing for Jay Stewart. Jace on the dribble, puts it between his legs, dribble handoff now to Powell. Keenan Powell rises from 16, knock it down, Keenan Powell. Telling you, these two freshmen, Powell and Stewart, they're special. 12-10, the Litchfield Purple Panthers have cut the deficit down to 2. It was 8. 95 seconds, first quarter, and a travel out front on the Birds. That will go on Lane Gage. First turnover on Southwestern, and to the table coming in Colin Robinson, 5'10 sophomore for the Birds, and Charlie Darr will get a breather. So now Litchfield, a 2 for the tie, a 3 for their first lead of the night. Here's Jay Stewart, the young freshman. Man-to-man defense for the Piasaw Birds. Gets a ball screen up top. Lost the handle, but he lost the handle because he got raked across the wrist. Fourth foul of the quarter on Litchfield. And they're going to get, on Southwestern. Third foul of the half on Southwestern. And the first on Lane Gage. Panthers have the ball down to Deuce. 1:15 for the opening quarter. Here's Chase Hires. Leaves it off for Sadahoff. Back to Hires off the window. It's good. Beautiful give-and-go action. Tied at 12. Final minute, first quarter. An 8-0 run here for Litchfield. Here's Moore. Rises left elbow. Left it short. Rebound tapped around. Moore gets it back. All sorts of bodies around. Moore winds up on the deck. Gets it away to Lane Gage. Now Gage back to Robinson. He lost the handle. Picked up there by Jay Stewart. His lead pass for Powell too far. Turned over. Birds have the ball back. Clock running 35 seconds for the quarter. Moore jump stop middle of the lane. He's in trouble. Kicks it away in the left corner. And a travel out there on Lane Gage. He shuffled his feet. Third Litchfield turnover. 32 seconds first quarter. Charlie Darr going to check back in for Southwestern. He will replace Colin Robinson. Tied at 12 as the Panthers have the ball into the hands of Jace Stewart. With the left-hand bounce across the timeline comes Jace. Gets to the left elbow. Tough shot. Missed it. And the rebound down to Carson Cooley. Cooley, 1-on-3. Plows ahead and offensive on Carson Cooley. That'll be his first, team's fourth. And I think that was Chase Hires who stepped in and took the charge. That will make Drew Logan very happy. He likes to see his players sprinting back and taking charges. 17 seconds for the quarter. Tied at 12. Can the Panthers get a bucket here at the end of the opening 8 minutes? Stewart into the front court. Bounce pass to Sadahoff. He's also a freshman. In the corner it goes to Bryce Hires. Drives baseline, hangs and hits, yes, for Bryce Hires. And Litchfield has the lead after 8 minutes. They close the quarter on a 10-0 run. 8 minutes in the books. It is Litchfield 14, Southwestern 12. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Litchfield closes the quarter on a 10-0 run, turned a 12-4 deficit into a 14-12 lead. Piasaw Birds get the basketball to start the second quarter. Here's Addis Moore, leaves it back for Carson Cooley. Cooley penetrates, rises right elbow. Tough shot with the arcer, and he gets it to go. First field goal for Cooley. He has three, tied at 14. That thing almost brought rain. About touched the guide wire on the basket up top there. Here's Sadahoff, leaves for Blake McGill, right back to Sadahoff. Carson attacks, and that's offensive on Carson Sadahoff. That'll be his second personal foul, fifth turnover on Litchfield, and their fifth team foul. Fighting the line of basketball for you tomorrow, Illinois at Michigan. Right now, that is 2-1 seeds set to do battle tomorrow night, 5 o'clock pregame on 105.3 The Ox. The Hillsboro Southwestern girls game for tomorrow moved to Saturday. We'll have it live Saturday at 7 on FM 106. Nice backdoor action. Cooley finds the slashing Moore. Addis lays it up and in off the right side. He has 6 points. And Southwestern back in front, 16-14. Here's Jay Stewart, top of the key. Leaves it for Emiliano McGill, who's checked in for the Purple Panthers. He's a 5'8 sophomore. Ball was kicked out of there. They'll stay with Litchfield. Jordan Harris back on the floor for the Panthers as well. Sideline trigger, front court. Stewart gets it into Jordan Harris at the right elbow. Harris spinning, leaves it back now for Emiliano McGill. Leaves it off for Blake McGill. Back to Emiliano. On the block to Harris. Left block, no. And the rebound down to Addis Moore. Here comes Addis into the front court. Top of the key to Cooley. They swing it to Shookman. He drives left side, kicks it to Salzman for three, rattled it out, and the rebound down to Jay Stewart. Long lead pass for McGill, and he threw it out of bounds. Sixth turnover. Good idea from Stewart there. That pass just had a little too much steam on it. 6:37 first half. 16-14, Southwestern leading. They have the basketball. Litchfield in that 2-3 zone. Blake McGill, Emiliano McGill at the top of it. High post to Moore. Addis makes the catch at the right elbow, put it on the deck, stripped out of there by Stewart. As Moore to the ground, he's going to be tied up by Jay Stewart. Are they going to get a foul on Jace? No, I think they're going to get him with a foul. No, it's going to be Litchfield ball. They call the jump ball. That's the right call there. So on the arrow, belongs to Litchfield. Southwestern's fifth turnover. A two-point lead for the Birds. Purple Panthers with the basketball. Here's Jay Stewart. Dribble handoff to Keenan Powell. Keenan dumps it down to Harris. Leaves it for Emiliano. Off to Blake now. McGill on the right wing. Underhand shovel to Harris. Miscommunication there as Harris thought that McGill was going to cut to the basket back door. He instead reversed course, went out towards the wing. That'll be turnover number 7 on Litchfield. Just some miscommunication. 6 minutes, first half. A two-point Southwestern lead. They led by 8. Before Litchfield closed the first quarter on a 10-0 run. Down to the block, DeMore drops, step, he missed it, and he'll have free throws. And Addis will kick himself for that. That should be an and-one opportunity coming for him. They are going to get Jordan Harris with his second personal. Free throw for Moore off the heel, hit the right of the rim, and then kicked off. Southwestern just 2 of 7 at the foul line here. Salzman returns for Southwestern. Bullion is out. Jay Stewart gets a breather for Litchfield as Bryce Hires returns to the floor. Addis Moore missed the pair of tosses. Southwestern 2 of 8 at the foul line. Up by 2. Here's Emiliano McGill. Picked up the dribble left wing. He needs some assistance. He will find it in the form of Keenan Powell working on Addis Moore. Keenan rises right up. Oh, my goodness. Keenan Powell right in the eye of Addis Moore. He has 4, and we are tied at 16. That is elevating over 6-6 for the freshman. Here's Moore on the baseline. Addis brings it out with the dribble. Left wing picked up the bounce now into the hands of Charlie Darr. Right wing with Shookman. Kale leaves it for Salzman. Skip pass, left corner, Dara. 16-foot runner, no. Rebound tipped away from Hyers by Salzman, but it's off of Brady out of bounds. It'll belong to Litchfield. Chase Hyers going to check back in for Litchfield, replacing Emiliano McGill. Litchfield in search of that first win in this COVID season after that two-week quarantine to start the year. No better time than senior night. Here's Keenan Powell. Leaves it in the corner for Bryce Hyers. Bryce dribble drive baseline rejected by Cooley. Picked up by Harris. Rejected by Salzman. Picked up now by the Birds. Here comes Carson Cooley into the front court. Leaves it for Shookman. On the dribble drive, kicks the Dar. Cooley now right wing in the corner to Salzman. On the baseline, two more. He's double teamed. Steps through, lost the handle, but it's kicked out. Top of the key to Cooley. Birds maintain. Here's Charlie Dar. Dribble drive and a charge on Charlie Dar. His first, team's sixth turnover. With 4.5 minutes to play in the first half. I think we're going to get our mask timeout. We will. 4:30 until halftime. Southwestern 16, Litchfield 16. This is boys high school basketball on WSMI. Following the second quarter mask timeout, Litchfield has the basketball. We are tied at 16 between the Piasaw Birds and the Purple Panthers, and I believe the girls' game is a final at Southwestern, 53-13, the final. Southwestern beating Litchfield in girls' action tonight over in Piasaw. Oh, backdoor Chase Hyers, but he could not thread the needle as he tried to go through three different green jerseys and eventually knocked away out of bounds off of Litchfield. That will be their eighth turnover. We approach the midway point of the second quarter. Tied at 16, Litchfield still in the 2-3 zone. That's their defensive choice here. On the baseline, Moore, that's an air ball, but it goes right to Charlie Dar. He shot an air ball from 2 feet. Offensive rebound, Salzman, and he's fouled by Jordan Harris. Jordan thought he was straight up. That'll be his third. Team's sixth, 4:04 first half. Brady Salzman at the free throw line. Southwestern jumped out to a 12-4 lead. Now tied at 16. Free throw for Brady Salzman is good. 5 points for Salzman. Puts the Birds back in front, 17-16. Second free throw for the senior. That's short, just grazed the front iron. And the rebound down to Litchfield, and then Hyers lost it. That was Bryce Hyers, just slipped right out of his hands on the stage side. Turnover, Litchfield. It will belong to Southwestern. The Purple Panthers' ninth turnover. Sideline trigger. Shookman gets it in. Two more. Right back to Shookman. He'll trigger the three. Yes, for Kale. Shookman knocks down the triple. His first bucket of the night. A 4-point lead for Southwestern. They set up their full court pressure. Here's McGill across the timeline with Chase Hyers. He lost the handle. Eighth Southwestern turnover. Litchfield turnover. And now Southwestern gives it right back on their eighth turnover. The Litchfield giveaway was their 10th. Jay Stewart going to check in. He'll replace Keenan Powell. 3:40 for the first half. A 4-point Litchfield lead. Hyers gets it to the backcourt to Stewart, middle of the floor to McGill, off to Bryce Hyers, across the timeline he comes. He's got some space. Bounce pass to Harris, off the window, it's good. No one stopped the ball, and Hyers was all alone left wing, and he had free reign to find Jordan Harris, and Jason Dar wants a timeout. 3.5 minutes for the first half. It is Southwestern 20, Litchfield 18. We'll come back to Simmons Gymnasium following these messages on WSMI. 3.5 minutes to play, first half. Senior night here for the Litchfield Purple Panthers, looking for that first win of the year, and they are right in this ball game. A 2-point Southwestern lead, 20-18. Litchfield led by two after one quarter, a quarter in which saw them trail 12-4 before a 10-0 run to close out the opening 8 minutes. We've been back and forth since then. 3:15 first half. Here's Carson Cooley probing, looking, nothing doing. Pulls it back beyond the volleyball spike line. Now Shookman has it left wing, and he airmails it right into the Litchfield bench. That zone has been effective for Litchfield here in the first half. A two for the tie, a three for the lead. Jay Stewart across the timeline for Litchfield. He turns the corner, forces it up, and draws the foul. He felt the contact and just did what he could to get that ball towards the rim. It was a late whistle, but a good whistle. For Southwestern, their sixth team foul. They're going to get Charlie Darr with the personal. That's his second. That'll send Jay Stewart, the six-foot freshman, to the free throw line. 4 points in the opening quarter for Jace. Toss. Good. That gets Litchfield within one. The folks in Litchfield have been talking about this freshman class since they were in middle school. Second free throw good for Stewart. And you can see why. They are talented. Tied at 20. 3 minutes, first half. Here's Carson Cooley across the timeline. Picks his dribble up at the volleyball spike line. On the left wing with Charlie Darr now. Back up top to Shookman. On the wing to Cooley. Carson Cooley with the left-hand dribble cut off. He's still between the volleyball spike line and midcourt. 2:40 for the first half. Boy, Southwest has either been at the volleyball spike line or down on the block. There hasn't been much in between. Here's Shookman, a 15-foot runner. No. Rebound tapped around as Stewart pulls it off the head of Carson Cooley. The ball was just resting there. Here's Blake McGill on the attack. Blocked on the way up. Gets it back. We're going to get a jump ball. No, a travel on McGill. 11th turnover on Litchfield. Southwestern got all ball on that block shot, and then McGill came down with it. So that is a travel. Addis Moore back on the floor for Southwestern. Birds with the green mask with the Piasaw Bird logo across the front. In the road, green and gold uniforms. Litchfield in the home white with the black masks here this evening. Here's Addis Moore way out at the volleyball spike line. We approach the two-minute mark first half. Blake McGill comes out and picks up the ball pressure. Here's Shookman. He picked it up. After just one bounce, he was double-teamed but got it off to Addis Moore. Here's Addis. Bounce pass to Carson Cooley. Back to Moore. 110 seconds for the first half. Here's Shookman. Keeps the bounce alive. Back to Moore between the circles. Addis on the right wing with Carson Cooley. Litchfield really doing a nice job defensively, making Southwestern work. On the left wing with Shookman. Cooley, high post to Moore. Back to Shookman. Open for three. Yes. Cale Shookman cans the triple off the left wing, and that was really a nice offensive possession for Litchfield, for Southwestern. Good defense, better offense. Here's Jay Stewart on the attack. That pass is almost rolled out of bounds, but Chase Heyer is able to pick it up right in front of the Southwestern bench. 70 seconds for the first half. That pass by McGill tipped and stolen. And now Shookman has it poked away from behind. And Litchfield gets the ball back with 1 minute to play in the first half. A three-point Southwestern lead. Here's Jay Stewart. Left elbow. Crosses over. Rises up. Off the heel. Missed it. Offensive rebound and put back. No good for Jace. And the rebound down to Cooley. Here comes Carson Cooley. Kicks it in the corner to Lane Gage. On the baseline. Lost the handle. Picked up underneath by Jay Stewart. He is trapped on the baseline. Andrew Logan will use a timeout. 39.3 seconds, first half. Southwestern 23, Litchfield 20. We'll come back to Simmons Gymnasium following these messages on WSMI. A back-and-forth ball game here in the first half. A three-point Southwestern lead. It's been back-and-forth since the start. The Birds jumped out to a 12-4 lead, but found themselves trailing 14-12 after the first quarter. They're up three now. Litchfield has the ball half a minute for the first half. Here's Jay Stewart. Middle lane, Harris spins middle, off the heel too strong. Rebound down to Shookman for Southwestern. Here comes Cale Shookman, and he traveled. He was looking to make the pass into the front court, and I think the ball just kind of got caught on his hip as he was going to make that pass, and he took an extra step. 11th, Piasaw Bird turnover. I think Jason Darr is saying, what's the hurry? Look at the clock. Know the situation. 20 seconds for the half. Southwestern could have had the final shot. Now Litchfield, an opportunity for the last shot of the half. A three-point Bird lead. Here's Jay Stewart. Out front, lost the handle, and it's picked up by Gage, and then a foul on Bryce Hyers. Boy, Stewart got hit on the attack. There was no whistle. The ball came out, and then the foul on Bryce Hyers. And that puts Litchfield over the limit, their seventh team foul. 7 seconds for the first half. A three-point Southwestern lead. Keenan Powell going to check back in. He will replace Bryce Hires. And Fallon Hires was his second. One bonus for Gage. The toss is short, almost airballed. That rebound to the floor, picked up by the Purple Panthers, and a jump ball. And on the arrow, it'll belong to Southwestern. .7 seconds for the half. It'll be Southwestern ball on the baseline. The officials have stopped play here at the table. Not sure what the confusion was. Maybe, I don't know if they forgot to switch the arrow at the table, but it was a jump ball. And the arrow said Southwestern. And we're ready. Three birds right side of the lane. Shuckman at the left elbow. It'll be Gage the throw and gets it underneath to Addis. Moore off the window. It's good. Nice out of bounds set there. And that's how the half comes to a close. They had those three birds on the right side of the lane. They were able to set a screen for Addis. He just darted right to the front of the rim, got the ball, laid it up, and in. So at the half, it is Southwestern 25, Litchfield 20. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show. A five-point lead for Southwestern as we start the third quarter. The Piasaw Birds on the floor here to start the second half. Cale Shuckman, Addis Moore, Brady Salzman, Charlie Darr, and Carson Cooley. Litchfield will counter with Keenan Powell, Bryce Hires, Blake McGill, Jay Stewart, and Chase Hires. So the two freshmen getting the start here in the second half. Powell kicks McGill. Yes! Buries a left wing three. Blake McGill, the senior, knocks it down. And the lead is two for Southwestern. Here's Cooley on the right wing with Charlie Darr. He brings it top of the key, steps through the double team, then throws it right at the feet of Salzman, turns it over. Bad pass there. Here comes Keenan Powell across the timeline for Litchfield. Working on Cooley. Between the legs, crosses over, dumps it to McGill. Two in a row. Left that one short. Rebound belongs to Powell. No, a jump ball. Quick whistle there, and on the arrow, it'll go over to the Piasaw Birds. Hank Bullion will check in for Southwestern. Charlie Darr will take an early seat here in the third quarter. He's frustrated coming off the floor. Just 40 seconds into the second half, a two-point Southwestern lead. Here's Cooley on the wing to Moore. Addis Moore back to Carson Cooley. Left wing now with Shuckman. Back to Cooley. They run a back door to Addis Moore. Reverse left-handed layup. Missed it all. And the rebound down to Jordan Harris for Litchfield. Nice set. Addis might have just lost that a little bit on the way up. Here comes Hires. Dribble drive. Kicks to McGill. Blake McGill bounced it once. Picked it up into the hands of Chase Hires. Top of the key. Hires attacks right side. He leaves it. Here's a three for the lead. Yes, Bryce Hires knocks down the triple. He has seven. And Litchfield in front, 26-25. Threes from Blake McGill and Bryce Hires. 6:40 for the third quarter. Another bad pass. Moore deflected it off the face of Chase Hires and picked the basketball back up. In the corner to Salzman, left side. Across the floor to Shuckman. Into the hands of Cooley, high post to Moore. Addis Moore at the foul line rises up. A lot of the iron kicked off and the rebound down to the Purple Panthers. That went to Bryce Hires. He leaves to Keenan Powell. Full head of steam. Euro step rejected by Addis Moore. And Addis says, welcome to varsity, youngster. 6:13 for the third quarter. It's a beautiful move by Keenan Powell. There was nothing freshman about that move. Baseline trigger. Top of the key, Blake McGill. Thought about the three, passed on it, gets it back, now puts it on the deck at the foul line, cut off there. Into the hands of Powell, back to Bryce Hires. Bryce, dribble drive to the rim, missed the layup. Good contestant there by Salzman and Moore. Rebound down to the Birds. Here comes Carson Cooley. Top of the key, leaves it on the right wing now for Addis Moore. Addis, high above his head and surveying. Puts it on the deck now. Jump stop. Rises up from 14. Hit on the release. No whistle. Rebound to Salzman. He's on the baseline. And it'll be Litchfield ball with 5:45 for the third quarter. A one-point Purple Panther lead, 26-25. Southwestern got out to a 12-4 lead, only to see Litchfield close the first quarter on a 10-0 run. Birds took a five-point lead in the half. Litchfield has the first six out of the locker room. Lazy pass. Harris has to go to his back to retrieve it, and then he rolled around. That'll be a travel. That was just a lazy pass right there, unforced turnover from Litchfield. 5 minutes, 25 seconds for quarter number three. A one-point Litchfield lead as they sit back in their 2-3 zone. Here's Carson Cooley at the foul line, leads it for Salzman. Back to Cooley, into the hands of Shookman. Dumps it down right block to Moore. Addis draws a crowd, muscles it up and in, and the foul. 10 for Addis Moore. Puts Southwestern back in front, 27-26, and he'll have a free throw coming. First foul of the half on Litchfield. They're going to get the personal on Bryce Hyers. That's his third. Moore's free throw is no good. Man, that thing hit a lot of the iron and just spun right out. Rebound down to the Purple Panthers. Powell in the backcourt comes across the timeline. Bounce pass in the corner to Bryce Hyers. Bryce dribble drive, kicks out to Chase Hyers now. On the wing to Blake McGill, and he's going to be called for a travel. Shuffle the feet on the fake. Jay Stewart back in for Litchfield. He will replace Bryce Hyers, who has to sit with those three personal fouls. And with 4:59 to play in the third quarter, we will get our mask timeout. Southwestern 27, Litchfield 26. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Following our third quarter mask timeout, Birds have the basketball up a point on the baseline to Moore. Addis, double teamed on the baseline, stripped out of there and turned over. 14th Southwestern turnover. Here comes Jay Stewart into the front court. Met there by Addis Moore, the Southwestern man-to-man. That's a lazy pass from Jay Stewart. Turned over. Here comes Gage the other way, and he is fouled on the attack. He'll have two free throws. First foul of the half on Southwestern. And they're going to get the personal foul on, let's see. I think it'll be Hank Bullion. No. Free throw is good for Lane Gage. That's his first free throw. They will get the foul on Keenan Powell. Helps to have the right team. I have been getting Litchfield and Southwestern somehow flipped in my mind tonight. Not really sure why. Apparently green and purple are the same to me. Gage gets both free throws. That makes it a three-point Southwestern lead, 29-26, 4.5 minutes, third quarter. Here's Keenan Powell. Bounced it once, picked it up, got it middle of the floor to Blake McGill. Now the Panthers on the attack with Harris. Yes. Good job by Litchfield to take advantage of the numbers. Jordan Harris with 4 points. 1 point Southwestern lead, 29-28. On the right wing, the Birds have it with Gage. Dumps it down to Moore, and he is fouled on the play. Two free throws for Addis Moore. They're going to get Jay Stewart with the personal. They will. That's Jace's second. 4:11 for the third quarter. Free throw for Addis is short. He's 0 for 2 from the foul line here in the third quarter. Substitutions for Litchfield. Carson Sadahoff checks in. Gavin Timpson checks in. He's a 5'11 sophomore. Powell and Harris off the floor for Litchfield. Second free throw for Addis is no good. Missed it. He knew he missed it. He tracked it down in the corner, but it's going to be off of the Birds, out of bounds. It'll belong to Litchfield. Shooter always knows, and as soon as that left his hand, Moore knew that ain't going in. Litchfield will throw it in backcourt, deep corner. In it goes to Jay Stewart. Has Addis Moore in his hip pocket. Gets it off to Sadahoff. Nice give and go across the floor to Timpson. The bucket is good. Oh, Litchfield the last two times has broke the pressure spectacularly, and Jason Darr is hot. Woo! He is hot. 3:59 for the third quarter. He is letting Lane Gage have it. 30-29, Litchfield with the lead. We'll come back to Simmons Gymnasium following these messages on WSMI. Nothing irks a coach quite like the full court press ending in layups two consecutive times. Jason Darr let his kids know that is not acceptable. 30-29. Litchfield with the lead. There's a travel out front. Darr got away with it. On the block to Moore. He got hammered. Litchfield got away with that. And Addis is down in pain. He's to his feet now, 5-on-4 for Litchfield. Here's Stewart. Middle of the lane, rises up, blocked by Shookman. Stewart saves it underneath. Don't know why he did that. And the rebound down two, or the loose ball picked up underneath by Gage. Here comes Moore. Rises from 7, yes, for Addis Moore. 12 in the game for Addis. Southwestern back in front, 31-30, 3:25 for the third quarter. Clayton Bishop into the contest for Litchfield. The 5'11 sophomore, bad pass. He got bodied out there and threw it away. Here comes Southwestern with Dar. He's fouled on the attack. The 16th turnover on Litchfield. And the foul that time on the Purple Panthers. Their fourth of the half. And they're going to get Blake McGill with his first. Substitutions here for Southwestern. Quentin Strobeck checks in for the first time. He's a 5'10 sophomore. Brady Salzman's back on the floor for the Birds. Dribble handoff to Carson Cooley, who's returned. Here's Moore. High post. Nice move. Bounces. Left it short. Offensive rebound. Cooley. That's at least his third offensive rebound of the ball game. Here's Strobeck. Leaves it off for Carson Cooley. Brings it across the head of the key. Bounce pass to Salzman. He didn't catch it cleanly. Tipped around. Moore almost had it. He went right over the top of Bishop. He has 7 inches on it, but he couldn't squeeze it. And it's picked up by Blake McGill and the Panthers. Lead pass to Timpson, and he was pushed by Salzman underneath. Second foul on Salzman. It'll be the first foul of the half on Southwestern. 2:46 for the third quarter. And at the free throw line, Gavin Timpson, 5'11 sophomore. Timpson 2 points tonight. The lefty's free throw is good. Rattled it down. That ties the game at 31. 2:46, third quarter. Second free throw for the 5'11 sophomore. The toss is short. The offensive rebound, though, to the Purple Panthers, and Sadahoff, he couldn't get the putback to go. Rebound down to Addis Moore. Addis leaves it off for Salzman. Kicks it out to Dar. Top of the key now to Cooley. Right block to Moore. Addis spins middle. Pump fake. Rises up and put it home. Addis Moore, he's got 14. Boy, when he catches it that deep and gets into the middle of the paint, there's nothing you can do if you're Litchfield. 2:20, third quarter. Bishop, nice slip pass. Sadahoff, soft touch, and it rattles down for Carson Sadahoff. Tied at 33, 2:10, third quarter. Here's Strobeck on the handle out front. That pass is tipped out of there by McGill as Jason Dar had to duck out of the way. It'll be Bird's ball, sideline trigger in front of their own bench. Charlie Dar. In it goes to Carson Cooley, right back to Dar. Charlie now. Return pass to Cooley. 2 minutes, third quarter. Dar left wing, feeds the block down to Moore. Fading, left it short. And on the rebound, Timpson and Cooley battling. Carson Cooley has the ball, but he goes flying out of bounds as he never had his footing. And it'll go over to Litchfield. Carson Cooley, though, crashing the offensive boards here tonight. Great hustle. 1:47, third quarter. Here's Clayton Bishop on the left baseline. Tried the backdoor pass, ill-advised, turned over. Here comes Carson Cooley, Euro. Step layup is good for Carson. He's got 5, a 2-point Southwestern lead, 35-33, 90 seconds, third quarter. Clayton Bishop handling out front. He's got to be a little stronger with the basketball. On the right wing with Blake McGill. McGill, lob pass out to midcourt to Chase Hyers. Carson Cooley right in his shorts. Hyers now, that pass is tipped, stolen. 18th Litchfield turnover. Here's Addis Moore, 70 seconds for the third quarter. On the baseline to Dar. He rises up, left it short after Sadahoff went for the steal. Offensive rebound, Addis Moore. The putback, no, from the awkward angle. And he's going to have the ball ripped away by Timpson. Now, Timpson's outlet pass is deflected. Sadahoff dives after it, jars it loose, and saves the possession for Litchfield. Carson Sadahoff, pure hustle there, saves the possession. That pass is tipped, stolen. Chase Hyers had it stolen away. Cooley on the attack, and a foul. Fifth team foul of the half on Litchfield. We've gotten a little frenetic here in the last few moments. The foul will be on Chase Hyers. His first. 38.4 seconds to the third quarter. Bryce Hires back on the floor for Litchfield. Quentin Strobeck out along with Addis Moore for Southwestern. Hank Bullion back on the floor along with Salzman. Here's Dar, corner pocket three. No, goes right to Salzman, lays it up and in. Seven for Salzman. Dar's shot was almost an air ball. It just clipped the front rim, deflected right to Salzman. A four-point Southwestern lead. They led by five at the half. Their defensive intensity has picked up since Jason Dar called that timeout. And he was intense in that timeout. I asked him before the ball game, was it hard to yell at him, ask? He said, yeah. He had no trouble during that timeout. Oh, a three ball. Blake McGill knocks down the triple, his second of the quarter. A one-point Southwestern lead. 13 seconds for quarter number three. Fun ball game here tonight in Simmons. Charlie Dar on the attack, straight on window. Good for Dar. He has five. Litchfield has time with three. Hires lets it fly. Good if it goes. No. Three quarters in the books here at Simmons Gymnasium. The Southwestern Piesaw Birds, 39. The Litchfield Purple Panthers, 36. We're back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. 39-36, Southwestern with the lead as we head to the money quarter. Litchfield won the third quarter 16-14, and the Panthers late out of the timeout. The ball is down, and the count is on as Jay Stewart had to sprint halfway across the floor to get to that basketball. The official's not messing around. On the attack, we've got a whistle and foul on Southwestern. They're going to get Hank Bullion with the personal. Second team foul at the half. Second personal on Bullion. Baseline out of bounds for Jay Stewart and Litchfield. In it goes to Blake McGill. Up top to Keenan Powell. Here's Hires on the baseline. Leaves it off for Blake McGill. Blake thought about the long two. Dumps it on the block to Sadhoff. Right back to McGill. Left it short from 8 feet. And the rebound down to Salzman for Southwestern. Litchfield hit three triples in that third quarter. Southwestern was just 2 of 5 from the free throw line, 5 of 16 for the game. As Addis Moore winds up on the deck, that'll be a whistle and foul on Litchfield. Sixth team foul on the Panthers. Baseline out of bounds for Southwestern with 7.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Maybe some confusion about who that foul was on. So the officials will get together here and confer and find out which Purple Panther committed the foul. The conference is over. And they will signal. Let's see. They're going to call Sadhoff. That'll be his third. Baseline out of bounds for Southwestern. It'll be Carson Cooley to throw in. Salzman right wing, right back to Cooley on the handoff. Here's Shookman in the corner to Charlie Dar. Dar feeds the block down to Moore, wraparound pass, Salzman 18-footer, rattle it down, Brady Salzman. 9 points for Salzman, a 5-point lead for Southwestern. Here's Keenan Powell, left wing to Jace Stewart. That pass is tipped right back to Stewart. Jace in the left corner had some trouble with it. Gets it away to Bryce Hires. Here's Keenan Powell for three. Yes, Keenan Powell. He's a shooter now, folks. He's got seven. And the lead is two for Southwestern, 41-39. 6:50 for the ball game. 2-3 zone. Dangerous post or pass to the high post to Moore. Almost stolen. Addis able to corral it. Shookman for three. Missed it. Offensive rebound Addis. He kicks to Cooley for three. Back rimmed it. And the rebound corralled by Salzman, but then his pass is off of Moore out of bounds. It'll be Litchfield ball. That was great effort by Salzman as he won the battle for that loose ball, but his momentum was taking him out of bounds, so he just kind of threw it behind his back with some mustard on it, deflected off Moore's hands out of bounds. Litchfield down to deuce with the ball, 6:25 for the game. Here's Blake McGill, left wing. Leaves it off now for Jay Stewart, back at the volleyball spike line. Jace working on Addis, leaves it back for Bryce Hires. Bryce, dribble drive, leaves for Blake McGill, right wing. Into the hands of Sadhoff. Carson spins middle, floats it up, soft touch and down for Carson Sadhoff. He's got four, and we are tied at 41, 6 minutes to play. But Carson Sadoff really does have a nice soft touch on those shots. A lot of the iron and down. Here's Addis. Draws a double. Cooley open for three. Back rimmed it. Hit the rim a second time. Moore has the rebound. He's going to be tied up. Or are we going to get a foul? One official had a jump ball. The other had a foul. And let's see what wins out. The foul wins. They are going to get, let's see, the foul on Bryce Hyers. That's his fourth. That sends Addis Moore to the free throw line. Tied at 41. And that is the 17th foul, I do believe. Yeah, should be one in bonus. Free throw for Addis. Short, and the rebound, though, tipped by Salzman right to Dar. The free throw line, though, is not Southwestern's friend. And in a tie game in the fourth quarter, they are just leaving points at the free throw line. Now a steal by Bryce Hyers, and he is fouled on the attack by Shookman. That's a good foul by Shookman to prevent the breakaway layup to give Litchfield the lead. Southwestern now is just 5 of 17 from the foul line. 5 of 17. They've missed 12 foul shots, and the game is tied. 5:33 for the ball game. Timeout on the floor. Litchfield and Southwestern locked at 41. We'll come back to Simmons Gymnasium following these messages on WSMI.
When spring cleaning isn't enough, it's time for renovations. Now is the perfect time to refresh and renew. Contact one of our lenders today regarding a home equity line of credit at 217-229-3701. First National Bank of Raymond, Girard, Vernon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Tim Eyes back here at Simmons Gymnasium. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this boys' high school basketball action. Tied at 41, Litchfield and Southwestern. This has been a fun ball game. Lots of intensity the entire way. Panthers have the ball baseline. They line everybody up along the baseline. Jay Stewart gets it into Sadahoff, and he is fouled. Free throw's coming. They'll get Salzman on the personal. Fourth team foul on Southwestern. Third personal on Brady Salzman. And it will send Carson Sadahoff, the 6-foot freshman, to the free throw line. Free throw is too strong for Carson. Litchfield right now on the floor has three freshmen and a sophomore. What does that mean? The future is bright. Free throw for Sadahoff is no good. Rimmed out, missed the pair. And the rebound down to Southwestern. They dodged one there. The night when the Birds have missed 12 free throws, they were just the beneficiary of two misses there by Litchfield. Oh, Addis Moore got all alone on the baseline, lays it up and in. He's been free on that set a number of times tonight. 16 for Addis. Southwestern back in front, 43-41. Jay Stewart lost the handle, and then he tried to get it going with the bounce instead of picking it up with two hands. Carson Cooley dove on the floor, got the jump ball, and Southwestern has it on the arrow. That was just a freshman mistake right there. If Stewart would have gone to the basketball and picked it up, he would have had possession, but he tried to get the dribble off the floor, and Cooley dove on top. First to the floor wins. Inside of 5 minutes for the ball game. Here's Addis Moore in the left corner. Gets it out to Shookman. Cale Shookman now with the left-hand bounce. Out near midcourt, leads it for Carson Cooley. Litchfield extending that 2-3 zone. High post to Addis. Back door to Cooley off the window. He missed it. Rebound tapped around, pulled down by Sadahoff. He leaves it off for Jay Stewart. Lead pass front court, Blake McGill. McGill, underhand shovel, Sadahoff. Carson rises up. Another soft touch and down for Carson Sadahoff. He has six, tied at 43. 4:20 ball game. Right wing with Addis Moore. Skip pass to Shookman. Between the circles to Cooley, they run that backdoor lob again. Moore has it, baseline cut off. Leaves it for Dar. Into the hands of Cooley. Back to Dar now on the right wing. Charlie Dar. Bounce pass to Shookman. In the corner to Moore. Addis for three. That is off the mark, no good. And he was fouled on the release. Three free throws for Addis Moore with 4:01 to play in the ball game. They will get the foul on Sadahoff. That's his fourth. Three free throws for Addis Moore, but the free throw line has been anything but free here tonight. Let's see. I have Addis 0 of 6 at the free throw line and a timeout. 4:01 for the ball game. Litchfield and Southwestern tied at 43. Addis Moore at the free throw line for three tosses when we come back to Simmons following these messages on WSMI. Big free throws here for Southwestern and Addis Moore. Still a long way to go in this ball game. 4:01 left, tied at 43. Addis Moore at the foul line for three tosses after he was fouled on the three-pointer out of the right corner. Addis tonight, 0 of 6 at the line. Southwestern as a team, 5 of 17 at the foul line. Addis has 16 points. Make it 17 points. That toss was pure. Put Southwestern in front, 44-43. Two more free throws for Addis. That one is short. He'll get a third. This to make it a two-point Southwestern lead. Litchfield led by two after one. Birds were up five at the half, led by three after three. As Addis gets two out of three, he has 18 points and a 45-43 advantage Southwestern. They show three-quarters court pressure. Stewart gets around it. Bounce pass. Sadahoff. Count it and the foul. Carson Sadahoff. He has eight and a free throw for the lead for Litchfield. Oh, Jay Stewart. Little hesitation to midcourt. He blew right past three green shirts. And then a nice find with Sadahoff on the right side. Carson's 0 for 2 at the free throw line here tonight. This for the lead. Got it. 9 for Carson. Oh, no. Wave it off. They're going to say he was on the line. Man, you never see that in a varsity game. So rare. No argument from Drew Logan, though, so it did happen. Tied at 45, so that'll go down as a miss. High post, Addis Moore leaves it for Dar, attacks, and a charge on Charlie Dar. Bryce Heyer stepped in and took the charge. But I'll tell you what, neither coach has really been all that pleased with the officiating. And I've always said, if you've got both coaches mad, you're probably doing a pretty good job. And both coaches have had their moments tonight where they have been agitated with the officiating. 3:35 ball game. Both coaches want this game badly. Litchfield looking for their first win. McGill for three, too strong. Offensive rebound, Bryce Hires. The putback was halfway down and rolled out. Rebound down to Addis Moore. 3:20 ball game. Moore, lead pass to Bullion. He caught it underneath the hoop and got it away to Dar just in time. He might have traveled. Here's Carson Cooley. Left wing to Shookman. In the left corner to Moore. He's going to rise from 15 off the heel, too strong. Offensive rebound. Carson Cooley, another offensive rebound for the 5'11 junior, Carson Cooley. I don't keep track of rebounds, but he's got at least five offensive rebounds that I can recall just right now. Here's Moore at the left elbow. He leaves it for Shookman for three. Missed it. Offensive rebound to the Birds. And a foul on Litchfield. Two foul shots for Carson Cooley, another offensive rebound for the youngster. .248 to play, tied at 45. Free throw for Cooley is good, rattled it down. 6 points for Carson Cooley. For a two-point lead, toss is off the heel, too strong. Offensive rebound to Addis Moore. He leaves it off for Cooley, 2:40 for the ballgame. Then Cooley lost the handle, picked up by Powell. The layup is blocked by Cooley. McGill with the hustle lays it up and in. Great hustle by the senior Blake McGill here on senior night. Litchfield in front, 47-46. The 17th turnover on Southwestern, costly. That pass tipped and stolen. Powell got his hand on another Cooley pass. Here's Blake McGill on the right wing. Into the hands now of Keenan Powell. Keenan brings it back between the circles, being checked out there by Cooley. Keenan Powell operates right side, leaves it for Blake McGill. Blake caught on the baseline, back to Powell. Right side of the key to Bryce Hires. Dribble drive, dumps it down to Sadahoff, and a block on Southwestern. See, that's a 17 foul, so Litchfield will be at the free throw line for the one and bonus. It'll be Bryce Hyers, the 6'1 sophomore, at the free throw line. That foul on Bullion, his fourth. Carson Cooley will check out. Lane Gage will check in for Southwestern. A one-point Litchfield lead, one in bonus for Hyers, and he got it. Eight for Bryce Hyers. A two-point Litchfield lead, a minute 56 for the ball game. Litchfield hasn't been close in the fourth quarter of any of their previous five games. Bold tosses for Bryce Hyers. They are more than close here tonight, up by three, 110 seconds to play. 49-46, Purple Panthers lead. Pius Allbirds with the ball on the right wing, and there's an unforced turnover right through the hands of Lane Gage and out of bounds. Southwestern has turned it over three straight trips. In the backcourt now, the Birds will show full court pressure. Jay Stewart gets it in to Bryce Hyers. Bryce in the backcourt, middle of the floor to Sadahoff. Carson comes across the timeline, lazy bounce pass. Bryce Hyers fortunate to track it down, gets it away to Sadahoff. Here's Carson, bounce pass, Stewart off the window. It's good for Jay Stewart. He has eight, more importantly, a five-point Litchfield lead, 83 seconds to play. Southwestern needs a good trip here. That ain't it. Charlie Darr gets tied up on the baseline on a travel before the jump ball. 20th Southwestern turnover. Fourth straight trip they've turned it over. And Litchfield has made them pay on the other end. Here's Jay Stewart in the backcourt. He races into the front court past Moore. Leaves it for Sadahoff in the right corner. 70 seconds to play. A five-point Litchfield lead. They can take their time now. Keenan Powell leaves it off for Bryce Hyers out at the volleyball spike line. Bryce weaves his way through three green shirts, and he's fouled. Still one in bonus for Litchfield. They'll get Lane Gage on the personal, his second. Eighth team foul. So Bryce Hyers, who just knocked down a pair, needs to make the first to get the second. He did it a moment ago. Can he do it again? No. Back rim too strong, rebound down to Addis Moore. And then a collision in the backcourt and a blocking foul on Bryce Hyers. He just tried to step right in front of Addis as he was making his trip up the floor. And for Bryce, that's his fifth. Hyers going to foul out here tonight with 9 points. 58.3 seconds left, a five-point Litchfield lead, 51-46. It's double bonus here for the Birds and Moore. Toss good. 19 for Addis Moore. Southwestern making their foul shots here in the fourth quarter, but through three quarters, they were 5 of 16. That free throw rattles out, no good. And the foul line might just prove to be the kryptonite for Southwestern here tonight. Now a turnover on Litchfield. The full court pressure forced it. The bounce pass to Chase Hyers up the sideline just never really bounced up, and it ticked off the sideline for the 20th Litchfield turnover. Now Southwestern wants to talk it over. 52 seconds to play. Litchfield 51, Southwestern 47. We'll come back to Litchfield High School following these messages on WSMI. Litchfield 52 seconds away from their first victory here in this COVID season. They had the two-week quarantine to start the year. Their first five games, they have not been in any of them when the fourth quarter rolled around. Different story here tonight. Can the young Purple Panthers on senior night bring home the win? Three freshmen on the floor right now. And two seniors for Litchfield. High post to Addis Moore. Kicks it in the corner. Darr for three. Got to have it. Back rimmed it. And the rebound down to Blake McGill for Litchfield. He has hounded, stripped, lost it. And now we're going to get a tie-up. Are we going to get a timeout? Oh, they're going to give Southwestern the timeout before the jump ball. 35.6 seconds to play. Still a four-point lead for Litchfield, 51-47. The Piasaw Birds have the basketball when we come back to Simmons Gymnasium following these messages on WSMI. The Birds have another chance, down four. Shookman for three. Oh, he banked it in. Cale Shookman banked it in left wing. The lead is one. 25 seconds. In the backcourt, Blake McGill is fouled. Gotta love basketball, don't you? You struggle from the free throw line as a team all night, then you bank in a three, down four with 30 seconds to play. Now the pressure is on Litchfield at the free throw line. Still one in bonus. The foul on Charlie Darr, his third. Eighth team foul. Blake McGill at the stripe. Toss is no good. He missed the front end. Rebound down to Southwestern. They will have a chance. 20 seconds to play in the game. A one-point lead for Litchfield. Here's Addis Moore. Drives baseline. Cut off. He's going to rise from 18. He knocked it down. Addis Moore with 21. 8 seconds for the game. Here's Stewart. Leads for Powell. Attacks, and he is fouled with 4.5 seconds to play. Litchfield wasted no time attacking. Addis Moore was in the left corner, and the defender for Litchfield ended up getting on his side. Addis pivoted around. The basket was clear. He rose and buried it from 18 feet. But then Litchfield came right back at him. Two tosses for the freshman, Keenan Powell. Free throw. Good. Oh, baby, that thing was pure as the winter snow. Didn't even touch a piece of iron. Tied at 52. This for the lead. And potentially, Litchfield's first win. Toss is no good. He back-rimmed it. Rebound to the Birds. Here's Charlie Darr for the win, and it is an air ball, and we are headed to overtime. Four quarters, not enough here tonight in Litchfield. After the end of regulation, Litchfield and Southwestern tied at 52. Bonus basketball coming up next. Well, we joked during the JV game that good officials don't let JV games go to overtime. But when varsity games go to overtime, you're in for a treat. Bonus basketball here, tied at 52. Birds get it first. Here's Darr, tripped up out there, and they're going to get Blake McGill. McGill didn't do it on purpose, but their feet got tangled, and Darr hit the deck, so that's a foul on Blake McGill, his second. Both teams over the limit and in the double bonus the rest of the way. Litchfield won three of the four quarters. Free throw for Darr is off the heel, too strong, and the free throw shooting woes continue. Southwestern now 9 of 25 for the game. Litchfield finished regulation 7 out of 14, so both squads could think about what could have been at the free throw line. Darr missed a pair, and Keenan Powell up over everybody for the rebound. They list him at 5'10", and I asked Drew Logan earlier, can he dunk? And he said, almost. He's just a freshman. Here's Jay Stewart at the right elbow into the hands of Blake McGill. Foul line now to Carson Sadohoff. Litchfield still rolling with the three freshmen. Sadohoff left that one short. It's tipped out of bounds, though. Last touch by Southwestern. 3:29 for overtime. Tied at 52. Here's Jay Stewart on the baseline. Gets it in to Chase Hyers. Top of the key to McGill. Here's Stewart running the baseline, has it on the wing now. He attacks a wild scoop shot, almost got it to go with the spin, and the rebound down to Addis Moore. Here come the Birds. Cooley leaves it off for Charlie Darr. Darr on the left wing, feeds it down to Addis. Shookman on the right wing, in the corner to Carson Cooley. High post feed to Moore. Addis will rise, a little strong, and on the rebound, it's going to be last touch by Litchfield, as Stewart and Moore both wound up on the deck there fighting for that loose ball. Stewart just couldn't corral it cleanly. 3:01 for overtime, tied at 52. That is Shookman. Gets it in to Cooley. Middle of the lane, missed it. Offensive rebound, Addis. Moore kicks out to Cooley. Back into the hands of Salzman, off to Cooley. Carson, one dribble, pulls up from 18, left that short, and the rebound down to the Purple Panthers and Blake McGill. Jay Stewart now will walk it into the front court for Litchfield. 2:38 for overtime. No one has scored here in the extra session. On the attack, Stewart, and out front, a whistle and foul. They're going to get Addis Moore on the moving screen. That will send Chase Hyers to the free throw line. He wound up on the deck after that screen from Moore. 2:32 left in OT. Chase Hyers, 2 points tonight. Free throw is no good. 2.5 minutes for the ball game. Second toss is no good, and on the rebound, they're going to say Hyers came over the line, so even if he would have made it, he would have missed it. This game reminds me of what Terry Tilt used to always talk about. You know, people get on officials, you know, for a variety of reasons, but Terry's line would always be, how many foul shots did you miss? How many turnovers did you have? As, boy, Addis Moore missed a point-blank look there out of bounds to Litchfield. Here tonight, both teams have 20 turnovers. Southwestern is 9 of 26 from the foul line. Litchfield is 7 of 16 from the foul line. That's where you start when this game is over to think about what could have been. 2:05 for OT, tied at 52. Here's Jace Stewart. Dribble handoff to Chase Hyers. Back to Jace Stewart. On the baseline, tough angle, attacks and draws the foul. They'll get Addis. But good, strong take that time from Jace Stewart. He does not attack the rim like a freshman. A minute 59 left in overtime. Still, nobody has scored in the extra session. Jace Stewart will get 2 free throws. Toss is off the heel and down. 9 for Stewart. More importantly, a 1-point Litchfield lead, 53-52. Second free throw is good. The freshman gets the pair. A 2-point Purple Panther lead, 54-52. Clock running, minute 55 for the ball game. Here's Cooley, picked up his dribble. Powell got his hand on that, but it's tipped right to Moore. Backdoor to Salzman. He is bumped, and a travel on Brady Salzman. 21st Southwestern turnover. There was a little bump there, but Salzman almost, I think, just went down trying to bait the call. Didn't get it. 105 seconds for the game. Keenan Powell races up the sideline. He gets tripped up, and the ball's jarred loose. Picked up by the Birds. Here comes Addis Moore into the hands of Salzman. 95 seconds for overtime. A 2-point Litchfield lead, 54-52. Here's Cooley off to Shookman. In the corner to Salzman. Foul line, Cooley for the tie. Back rimmed it. Addis Moore with the offensive rebound. He's going to rise up from just outside the paint and knock it down. Addis Moore, he's got 23. Tied at 54. Keenan Powell, middle of the floor, Chase Hyers. Off to Carson Sadohoff now. Carson, bounce pass to Stewart, stripped and fouled. Well, that's Addis Moore. He played 4 quarters with no fouls. He's picked up 3 fouls here in not even 3 minutes of overtime. Probably getting a little bit tired, reaching a little bit more, not moving the feet quite as good. Jace Stewart back at the free throw line where he just made a pair. Make it 3 in a row for the freshman. He has 11. Litchfield back in front, 55-54, 67 seconds to play. Toss, good. A dozen for Jay Stewart. A 2-point lead for Litchfield. Here's Dar in the front court. Into the final minute of overtime now. Southwestern down a deuce. Cooley handling out front. Middle of the lane. Moore rises up and rattles it down. 25 for Addis Moore. Tied again. This time at 56. Jay Stewart into the front court. Hesitation. Now leaves it for Sadohoff. On the left baseline, Carson spinning on Salzman. Oh, what a move. It's good for Carson Sadohoff. That was slick. 58-56 Litchfield. Half a minute ball game. Birds with the ball. They need a good trip here. Shookman for 3 and the lead. Oh, he got it. Oh, Cale Shookman, how you doing? Buries the triple, and the lead is 1 for Southwestern. Now Cooley knocks it out. And it'll stay with Litchfield. 16.9 seconds. This has been a wonderful high school basketball game. These kids out there competing so hard, leaving nothing on the floor, or leaving it all on the floor, I should say. Nothing left in the tank. Drew Logan wants a timeout. 16.9 seconds. Southwestern leads by one. Litchfield has the ball. They will have to go the length of the floor when we come back to Simmons Gymnasium following these messages on WSMI. Cale Shookman, he banked in a three late in the fourth quarter and then just drilled the go-ahead triple with 16.9 seconds to play in overtime to put Southwestern up a point, 59-58. Litchfield has the ball. They will face full court pressure. And it goes to Jay Stewart. Clock running with 13. Stewart across the timeline with 10, guarded by Moore. Jay Stewart on the dribble out near midcourt with 8. Checks the clock, attacks. To the rim, count it, and the foul, Jay Stewart. Woo! Jay Stewart with 14 went right into the chest of Addis Moore. He was outside the paint on the right side, went into the chest of Addis, floated it up, and got the foul. Wow, big time move, Jay Stewart. 14 points, 6 of them in overtime, and Jason Darr wants a timeout. 4.6 seconds for overtime. Litchfield back in front, 60-59, and Jay Stewart will be at the free throw line to put Litchfield up 2 when we come back to Simmons Gymnasium following these messages on WSMI. Senior night for Litchfield, but it's the Purple Panther freshman. Jay Stewart with 14, Carson Sadahoff with 10. They have both been huge here in the second half and overtime. Now Stewart for the old-fashioned three-point play. He got it. A two-point lead for Litchfield. 4 seconds. They steal the inbound. Powell missed it, and the Panthers are going to win it. They stole the inbounds pass, and that is a Litchfield winner thanks to the freshman Jace Stewart. 7 points in overtime, including the game-winning three-point play as Litchfield knocks off Southwestern 61-59 for the Purple Panthers' first victory of the year. 5 blowout losses and now an overtime win for Litchfield on senior night. Sensational for the Purple Panthers. They win it 61-59. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up from Litchfield following these messages on WSMI. Jace Stewart, the freshman, leads Litchfield to their first victory here tonight, 61-59 in overtime over the Southwestern Pius Allbirds. What a wild finish. Cale Shookman hit the go-ahead three-pointer for the Birds with just 16 seconds left, put them up by 1. And then Jace Stewart, he attacked. And boy, he was so aggressive all night long, but especially in the fourth quarter and overtime. He was going right at Addis Moore. He actually drew 4 fouls on Addis Moore in the overtime session alone, but the game-winning bucket, he went right at Addis, a hard line drive down the right side into the chest of Moore, was able to elevate through the contact, got the bucket and the foul, hit the free throw. Litchfield stole the inbounds pass, and they win it 61-59. So Litchfield led tonight by the freshman Jay Stewart, 15 points, 7 of those in overtime. 10 points for freshman Carson Sadahoff, 9 points for Bryce Hires, 8 points for Keenan Powell. He's also a freshman. 8 points for Blake McGill, 4 points for Jordan Harris, 3 points for Gavin Timpson, and 2 points for Chase Hires. Talked about the foul shooting on both sides leaving a lot to be desired. It did until it didn't. Entering overtime, Litchfield was 7 of 14. They went 5 of 7 from the stripe in the extra session. Jay Stewart 5 for 5 at the free throw line in the OT, and Litchfield needed every single one of them. For Southwestern, Addis Moore, big night, 25 points in the loss, a dozen points for Cale Shookman, 6 points for Carson Cooley, 11 points for Brady Salzman, 5 points for Charlie Darr, 2 points for Lane Gage. And on the bus ride back to Piasaw, Southwestern will look at the free throw line. They were 9 of 26 from the foul line tonight. 9 of 26. You lose a game by 2 in overtime, and you go 9 of 26 at the foul line. Unofficially committed 22 turnovers did the Southwestern Pius Allbirds. Unofficially Litchfield with 21 turnovers. So in a lot of ways, that was a wash. The free throw line for Southwestern was a big, big problem tonight. And when Litchfield had to have them down the stretch, they got him. This freshman group for the Purple Panthers, and it's kind of fitting, I guess, that it happened on senior night, but you just wonder if this was maybe their varsity coming out party here. Jay Stewart leads the way down the stretch with 15, Carson Sadahoff with 10, and then Keenan Powell with 8. All three freshmen, all three made their marks on this ball game in a variety of ways as Litchfield gets their first win of the year. And what a ride this has been for Litchfield. The two-week quarantine to start, 5 blowout losses when they come back, and now on senior night, they get the win in overtime, beating Southwestern 61-59. Thanks to Mark Elvers and all the fine folks here at Litchfield High School for their hospitality. They treat us so good every time we come to town, so we thank them for that. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on our broadcast tonight and throughout the year, because without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting stations. You can find our high school basketball broadcast schedule for the remainder of this COVID season online at WSMIRadio.com. And remember, today was the first day of boys soccer practice. Football practice starts on Wednesday. Volleyball practice starts a week from today. So it's about to get very busy for our area schools here over the coming months. What a game. In overtime, Litchfield beats Southwestern 61-59. For Jennifer Graham, I am Tim Mize saying good night from Litchfield.